Here's what I think is worth noting. St. Thomas More's strength did not come from stubbornness or spite. It came from an interior union with Christ that had already been built long before the trial arrived. So when the pressure came, he wasn't trying to become faithful in that moment. He was simply living out what had already taken root in him. So, what am I aiming at? That to remain steady when things get difficult, that stability has to be formed now, in prayer, in small acts of devotion, in choosing truth when it still feels easy. Because when the trial comes, and it will, in one form or another, we don't suddenly invent courage. We draw from what's already there. So today, as we remember St. Thomas More, maybe the takeaway is this. Fidelity isn't built in the moment of crisis. It's formed long before, through a relationship with Christ that no pressure can overturn.